Before you eat, what do you do with your hands?
I wash them. And dry them.
When you just finished a large meal, what do you do with the dishes?
Supposed to wash them.
And then when you get, after you get soap on, what do you do with them?
Rinse them.
And then,
I don't rinse them.
Let's see. And if Daddy did it, he would, he washed them.
Dries them.
No,
puts them
if
away.
They were soapy and he did it. He
found it.
What word would you use?
I'd say rinse the dishes.
He what the dishes. He does do it. He
has rinsed them. He has.
He does rinse them.
He rinses them. Mm-hmm. But he forgets and says rinse them sometimes.
Let's see. If you were going to wash dishes, what kind of implements would you use?
Dish rag.
Anything else? And what would you dry them with?
Dry cloth. A dry towel.
Which would you use?
I call it a towel.
When you're going to have company, what do you put up for them to dry their hands in?
Pretty little guest towels.
What do you take your bath, what do you dry off with after a bath?
Towel.
What kind of a towel?
A terry bath towel.
And, let's see, what does the water come out of in the house?
The faucet. Some people say spigot, but I say
when would you say spigot?
Well, I really think of a spigot as being outside when you're going to water the lawn.
If the water pipe broke today, you'd say today the water pipe
bursted or broke.
Yesterday it what?
Burst.
And several times this winter it
burst it, I guess.
several of them this winter have
broken, bursted.
Let's see. Used to put crackers in these in an old timey store.
Seems like they called them a cracker or something, but it's a cracker barrel.
What do you put? Nate used to put big things of nails in.
Well, that was old keg of nails.
In a general store years ago, they used to put molasses and lard on a what?
Molasses and lard.
Displayed it on a...
I don't know. We did have a general store next door to me at home, and they'd cut the cheese and have a great big old press of cheese, and they'd slice off just how much you wanted in it, but I don't remember the lard and...
A stand? Ever heard of a stand?
No.
Mm-mm. If you're going to put gasoline in a can or pour a liquid into another container, what do you need?
A funnel.
If your children are bad, what do you do?
Spank them.
Or what else?
Well, I punish them in some way. If I'm going to strike them, I'm going to... Spank them. I don't whip them.
You don't?
No.
To
me, whip is severe.
I see. Let's see. When you make a lunch, what do you put your sandwiches in?
A lunch pail. I used to fix Daddy's lunch all the time, and he had lunch box. I think some people call it a lunch pail, but to me that's like a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
He carried a thermos,